At least 16 people are dead and more than 100 injured in Israel today. A suicide bomber set off an explosion in a hotel north of Tel Aviv, just as Jewish families were celebrating the Passover holiday. The Palestinian group Hamas has claimed responsibility. President Bush has condemned the attack in the strongest terms.
I call upon Mr. Arafat and the Palestinian Authority to do everything in their power to stop the terrorist killing, because there are people in the Middle East who would rather kill than have peace.
President Bush speaking earlier today. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem and joins us now. Hello, Peter.
Hi, John.
This suicide bombing came as people were gathering for the traditional Seder meal that marks the beginning of the Passover holiday. I imagine this hotel was quite crowded.
It was. A lot of hotels cater the Seder meal. It is the beginning of this week-long holiday here, and the police and eyewitnesses said the lobby and dining hall of the Park Hotel in Netanya were both full of people. And the Palestinian man entered, crossed the lobby, and set off a bomb that witnesses said he was carrying in a large bag. The hotel did have an armed guard out front, but he didn't stop the bomber. One report said the guard was inspecting the hotel grounds when the Palestinian entered the building. The blast shattered the lobby and blew out the windows and some of the walls in that area and in the dining hall. Witnesses described a gruesome scene, dismembered bodies here, blood-spattered wounded over there. What is clear that this ranks among the deadliest Palestinian suicide attacks in the 18 months of conflict.
U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni is still in the region. He's trying to get the two sides to agree on a ceasefire. Can his mission survive this latest bloodshed?
At the moment, that looks like a big question. The Bush administration had been pleased as recently as a few hours before the bombing with the progress Anthony Zinni was reporting. He'd agreed to shorten the timetable in some of the early steps, and there were some concessions being made that had people being a little bit hopeful. Now the best you can say is that any ceasefire announcement will be pushed back, and in the worst case, this Zinni mission could go the way of his two previous efforts, overwhelmed by endless bloodshed that's plaguing both sides. What we're hearing from Israeli officials are strong signals that their recent approach of restraint due to Zinni's presence in the region may be dropped. They're saying they'll have to reevaluate their policies. Some of the comments in the Israeli press certainly suggest a severe response to this attack may be coming.
As we mentioned earlier, the Islamic group Hamas has claimed responsibility for this bombing. How has Chairman Arafat's Palestinian Authority reacted?
Well, they have condemned this bombing as they have previous bombings. One Palestinian official, West Bank security chief Jibril Rajoub, came out and publicly condemned tonight's Netanya bombing. He also added, as Palestinians often do, that it's the Israeli assassinations and military strikes, in his view, that help provoke these Palestinian attacks. Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and even the Al-Aqsa Brigade, which is a link to Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction, have ignored Arafat's call to halt the violence, saying they intend to retaliate for previous Israeli military strikes that killed Palestinian civilians. Certainly, Israeli officials are holding Arafat personally responsible for this violence in the sense that he didn't halt the attacks, and tonight's attack will only further their resolve to act first and foremost, they say, with the security of their own citizens in mind.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.